Splendor in the Grass 2024 has been cancelled. As of midday today, Triple J, Splendor's official partner, has confirmed the event's cancellation a mere 2 weeks after the official lineup for the festival had been announced. Splendor failed to sell out for the first time in 2023, with ticket sales down 30% from 2022. This marks another festival cancelling due to low sales and pressure from outside factors. As other festivals such as Groove in the Moo and Dark Mofo cancel or scale down this year's festivals. Stephen Samaras asked Dr. Ben Green, postdoctoral fellow of social and cultural research at Griffith University, how Splendor's cancellation reflects upon the greater scene of music festivals.
Well, we have seen the trend of uncertainty in the live music sector, particularly in relation to festivals. And we've seen a number of factors informing this. There's the growing overheads of putting on an event, including not just the cost of everything, but insurance in particular, with soaring premiums in recent years. That's related to things like the pandemic and the extreme weather events that are becoming more and more frequent, including extreme heat and fires and heavy rain and floods. And we've seen a very high number, more than 40 festivals over the last decade, more than half of those in the last few years have been cancelled or postponed because of those extreme weather events. We've got the consumer response, which is committing later and being holding on to their money for longer. So we're seeing audiences aren't buying up tickets as quickly as they used to. And the number one example of that actually is Splendor in the Grass, who, as Australia's biggest festival with 50,000 people, they've sold out of their tickets every year for more than a decade until last year. They've previously sold out within hours of release. Last year, they actually didn't sell out. Now, all of these uncertainties facing the festival sector, you expect them to impact your smaller festivals, whereas Splendor in the Grass is significant because it's our biggest, a well-established festival. And while it's run by local promoters, the controlling interest is owned by Live Nation, which is one of the world's biggest, if not the biggest, concert promoter. So you think if anyone can weather some uncertainty and some lean years in the festival sector, it's them. And in this case, Splendor in the Grass have, despite that, made the call to cancel the festival only 6 days after going on sale, only 2 weeks after announcing their lineup.
As more of these festivals get cancelled, how do these kind of cancellations affect the subcultures and niches that they cater to?
The cancellation of these festivals has a knock-on effect. So any festival, you have a number of parties involved. It's an ecosystem, really, just like the broader live music sector. You have the promoters, you have the performers and their management, you have the food vendors, security, infrastructure suppliers, local tourism and hospitality comes to depend on these events, especially the big festivals. So all of these things get affected. Now, the music system and the music cultures also get affected because, as we know, a lot of international acts and national acts base their tours around a festival. A festival is kind of the tent pole that holds up the tour and kind of subsidizes the rest of the tour at various stages of their careers. And so what we see when a festival cancels is that then the artists will cancel the rest of their tour because it's suddenly become unviable. And then that has a knock-on effect to venues around the country and to the acts that they were going to play with. And so there's these consequences that come from a single festival cancelling, especially when it's something as major as Splendor in the Grass. And so that's why it sort of helps to see this as an ecosystem, and this shock in one part of the ecosystem actually has ripples that go right across.
Are there any alternatives to music festivals for bringing in international artists and for promoting local artists?
One of the interesting observations recently is that while you have some events cancelling due to low ticket sales and general uncertainty, you have other events like major artist tours, like Taylor Swift or Pink, which sold out many times over. Why are certain events persisting? One of the things we can see when it comes to festivals is that more niche, more targeted festivals like metal festivals or genre-based festivals, they seem to be having a better time of it. So maybe it's these catch-all big tent events are the ones that are suffering a little bit at the moment.
Is Splendor in the Grass's cancellation emblematic of a bubble being popped in the music festival industry?
We have seen ups and downs. We've seen cycles in the festival sector before. It was just over 10 years ago that we had the last so-called crisis, and it was a crisis of sorts where people thought maybe there was a bit of a bubble bursting. And so that was the time when the Big Day Out closed, along with others. And this was partly attributed to just the boom in festivals. Now, we've seen a similar boom over the last decade, festivals of all shapes and sizes happening, and it does seem to be a time of crisis and change for a number of reasons. And so it will be very interesting to see what's coming next. But what we do know is that there is still demand out there for live music and for festivals. They do have a role, they just face a number of challenges. And so we need to work out how this public good, this public interest in these events is going to be served despite all the challenges that are faced on the market side of things.
Dr. Ben Green, postdoctoral fellow of social and cultural research at Griffith University, speaking there with Stephen Samaras.